Hello.
Yes. Hi. Is this Sabrina?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Jerry calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not doing anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I'm black.
Thank
my
you.
Race, we don't have a race here in the United States. So I don't know if African American is not considered a nationality here in the United States. Am I correct?
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? You will definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I'm definitely voting.
Okay, and what is your age?
60.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not... Okay. Now, generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or
very
not
close.
Closely.
Very closely.
Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I'm a strong Republican.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
And is that strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied in the way this country is being headed. And we need a new regime. We need new people up in office. We need younger people up in office. And I'm starving here in the United States, okay? I'm living paycheck to paycheck. And there's no reason why we should, here in the United States, that we should have people that are starving living paycheck to paycheck. And I made $56,000 a year, and I'm starving to death. I got two day brown eggs in my refrigerator today. So, and when Trump was in office, when the Republicans were running the House, and the economy was moving.
I understand. It's really important to us, your opinion. We appreciate it. Now, we almost finished the survey. Thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime, combating division and racism, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, border security, creating more jobs and raising wage, protecting abortion rights.
I only got to pick one.
You can select up to two.
Up to two? The first one?
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Mm-hmm. And do you have anything in there as bringing back our trade, where we manufacture things here in the United States?
I only have the options that are, I can read it back to you. Improving K-12 public school education, making college more affordable, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, reducing crime, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, border security. creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting abortion rights.
Create more jobs and raising rights.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one, Kamala Harris.
0.
Joe Biden.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
I'm 97% favorable.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
Who, Scott?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm at work right now, and an airplane is flying over right now. Can you repeat that one?
Yes, of course. Tim Scott.
Tim Scott?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm 50% favorable.
Thank you. Cornel West.
75% favorable.
Donald Trump.
100.
Hakeem Jeffries.
50%.
And the last one, Democrats in Congress.
0.
Thank you. Now, we almost finished with the survey. I know it's still a long way up, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote? If you are on the side, please say so.
Donald Trump.
Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? A lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
I read a lot.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less favorable.
And that is much more less favorable or just somewhat less favorable?
Much more favorable.
Okay. Now, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards them, Biden administration?
I'm not favorable at all towards them. The issue on our borders, the issue on our, he has done nothing to control the borders, the issues on the abortion, the gay rights, and all that other stuff we'd be talking about that he promised the people and never came through.
Okay. Let me write it down. Your opinion here. Okay. Yeah. So basically the question is, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards the Biden administration? I'm sorry.
Less favorable?
Yes.
Oh, he ran on, the student loan. The forgiveness of student loan in this country, me being a black descent or African American descent, and we have not gotten our reparations for our forefathers that built this country on their backs.
Okay.
Okay. He only comes to our community, our black community, our colleges to get our vote. He's never given us anything but a hard time.
I understand. Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Oh, yes.
A lot? Some? A little?
A lot.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
That will be much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Donald Trump?
The war. how he will deal, he will stop the financial backing of an uncalled war that we're involved in, that we're sending money to.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to read, I'm going to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Okay. Any other?
And the first one that you read.
The rise of white supremacy?
No. The second one, sorry.
Rising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
The lack of opportunity and jobs in our community.
Okay, thank you. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better dealing with that issue.
Okay.
The first one, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Nationalism.
Mm-hmm. So who do you think will be better dealing with, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
And that will be much better at dealing with, or just somewhat better?
He'll be better at dealing with it.
Okay. The next one, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Donald Trump, highly favorable.
Okay. Growing the U.S. economy, I'm sorry.
Donald Trump.
Much better or somewhat better?
It will never go back to where it was, but he will stabilize it. He's a businessman at the end of the day.
Thank you. Next one, fixing the immigration system.
Donald Trump.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Donald Trump.
And the last one, thank you. And last one, rising crime and violence.
Donald Trump. Favorable.
Much better or somewhat better?
Oh, it'd be much better.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
I feel there's no reason for us to get oil from Israel anyway, because we have plenty of oil here in the United States in the hills of Philadelphia. So
okay.
The war on oil, we did that when Obama was in office. So that's neither no here or there.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I disagree, because who in the United States haven't cheated on their taxes or fudged their business papers? So, what I mean, he's human, you know? If you uncover the cheats with Biden, it'd be the same thing, you know?
Okay.
But they robbed him of the election last year, of the 2020, whenever they voted last, they robbed Donald Trump.
And are you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree with this verdict?
I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's no more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree with that statement.
And strongly or somewhat disagree, I'm sorry.
I strongly disagree, because mm-hmm. I've always been a Trump supporter. So, I strongly disagree with that statement.
Okay. Now, how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I'm in the middle with that.
Okay. Now,
I would like to tell you that all three of my children served in the U.S. Military. So, that's the very reason why I feel the way that I do.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, or other?
YouTube.
Okay. Any other that you want to add?
No.
Okay. We almost finished with the survey. The last few questions are for the statistical purpose only. What is the last year for schooling that you have completed?
I have 2 years of college.
Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or a widow?
I'm divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative. I'm sorry.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services?
I don't.
Okay. Now, thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Most of my neighbors are white.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I live in the Fayetteville. They call it the suburbs.
Okay.
It's the suburbs.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
My grandparents?
Yes.
Yeah.
One or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
What is that?
If you don't know that, that's okay. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Thank you. Hope you have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye.